This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. A little bit of unfinished business. I'm still doing some digging on that arrest last night at the Heritage Center of a, I hate to say elderly, but certainly a seasoned citizen, a veteran who was arrested because he would not succumb to a temperature check at the entrance to the event that I emceed last night at the Heritage Center. I'm not sure that's... I don't know why we arrest people for not doing a temperature thing. I guess at some point if you need a temperature check to enter, there obviously are some rules, but can you do something? I don't know. I don't know. It's just a bad look, but I haven't gotten a lot of answers. I don't exactly know, but I am going to dig into this. I've also did talk to Rich Wardner during the break, Senate Majority Leader, very busy fellow right now, working on some bonding issues and debates, so he doesn't have Good Friday off like the majority of the legislature does. But Rich did tell me that the plan on House Bill 1323, which is the mask mandate bill, right now would be on the Senate floor on Tuesday for a vote of the full Senate by Tuesday. So I know there are informal plans for a rally Monday at the Capitol at 10 a.m., We are going to have the OSHA ladies on Monday. These are the ladies that have done enormous amounts of research on all of this. And again, specifically to masks and their effectiveness. I don't like getting into the weeds on masks for the following reason. It's sort of like, are you Catholic or are you Protestant, right? You are who you are and you believe what you believe. And I'm not likely going to change you that as a Catholic, it'd be better to be a Catholic than a Protestant. I always say, you know what? We're all on the same team. As Christians, we're all on the same team. Last time I checked, Jesus wanted one church, wanted one faith. And so we strive to that. It's a fallen world. Sometimes we go south. But we're basically on the same team. We believe Christ died on the cross for us. Simple as that. That's what this weekend is about. That's what today is about. And when it comes to masks, you know, you're going to like them. You're going to not like them. You're going to think people should wear them. You're going to think they're not going to wear them. I believe in freedom. I'll again tie this to my personal faith. God gave us a free will. We can do good things with that, and we can do bad things with that. And that is up to us. That's our choice. Now, when we die, somebody's keeping score at that point to say, did you use your free will in a way that honors somebody that died on the cross for you or not? And that decides whether life is over at that point or we live in eternity. And it is not an easy road, but freedom is easy. If you just get down to the basics, and I believe that we have lost our mind during this COVID era as it pertains to freedom. Somebody just sent me a photo. Is this you, Todd, of three gentlemen on a beach somewhere? There's this ginormous beach, and they're outside, obviously, suntanning, and they all have masks on. Well, you've lost your mind.
Yep.
At that point. You've lost your mind at that point when you're out breathing the good God-given air that we all breathe, and you're, you know, long ways away from anybody, and the waves are lapping at your feet, and you wear a mask.
And your wool needs a little shearing there, too.
Yeah, right.
Just remember, don't shame motorcyclists wearing masks because they're keeping the bugs out of their teeth. That's okay. What they're for there.
I don't want us to shame anybody. I've been shamed more than I care to know. I've seen people in church shamed. Yes, church. Believing,
wow.
God-fearing Christians.
How Christ-like.
Saying, yeah, yelling at somebody because they didn't wear a mask. It just is unbelievable.
That's what Jesus would do.
So the deal is, that's where we've lost our mind. Now it's up to elected leaders to say, hard reset. We're going to be for freedom in this state. And that's what 1323 is about, freedom. So get a hold of a senator. Tell him why you love freedom. Tell him why you'd like to say, this isn't about masks. This is about freedom. And really, we're arresting people now because they won't succumb to a temperature check? Really? Really? When we have, what, 15 people in the hospital from COVID? I think it's 15. And a lot of those people have been in the hospital a long time. They are a different kind of category of patient, if you will, related to COVID. It's not like there's this constant turn of COVID patients. It's over. Okay, it is over. A lot of very, very, you know, scared people who live in fear will tell you, well, what about this strain? What about this strain? What about that strain? That's the same thing you say, well, you're going to get in the car, you could die. You're going to get a plane, you could die. Wait a minute, you're going to take that, there could be something bad in it.
You're going to wake up and leave your house, you could die.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I was going to say, you could die leaving your front door.
Here's the message I think that dovetails very nicely into our next conversation. I'm not afraid to die. And I don't want to die. I love my wife. I love my kids. They would be sad if I died.
Yeah, you shouldn't accelerate the process.
Even a few of the people that I work with here would be sad, I think. One or two of them. But I don't want to die. But I'm not afraid to die. And it's not up to me when I die. And if you run around worried when you're going to die, for one, hard reset. Think about that. Because this day on the Christian calendar is all about somebody dying for you so that when you do die, you know where you're going. That's what it's about. Bishop David Kagan is here, one of my favorite thinkers, biblical scholars, Catholic teachers, Bishop of the Fargo Diocese of the Catholic Church, a church I'm proud to be a member of since I was baptized oh so many years ago, 56 to be exact. And thank you to my parents and grandparents for instilling in me that faith. Bishop Kagan, thank you for joining us on Good Friday.
You paid me a compliment. Most people don't realize that for 11 months and one day, I was the Bishop of Fargo. Between Archbishop Aquila going to Denver and Bishop Fulda coming to Fargo. But I am the Bishop of Bismarck, so.
That was a very nice way of you saying, Scott, you screwed up. You called me the Bishop of Fargo when I'm not.
It's good, Scott, it's Good Friday. I wasn't going to do it to you.
I often do that for some reason. Just so you know, I've said Bishop Fulda is the Bishop of Bismarck, so I've done it sort of in a bipartisan way, just so you know. The Bishop
well,
of.
There's a lot of exchange between the two dioceses, which is very nice and somewhat unique to North Dakota, but that's just one reason to like being in North Dakota.
Good point. The good bishop of the Bismarck Diocese. How many are in your flock, would you say?
A little over 60,000 Catholics spread out over about approximately 35,500 square miles. The state is divided almost in half, equally in half, by the Catholic Church. The Fargo Diocese is the eastern half. Bismarck Diocese is the western half.
When you say 60,000, is that baptized Catholics or is that in the pews actively involved in parishes?
That's who we know are Catholic. There may be more who perhaps haven't registered in a parish or in one way identified themselves. I tend to think we have more people just by what priests tell me about, you know, mass attendance and things like that. But at least we can account for that certain number of Catholics. We know who they are and what parishes they belong to.
There are a fair amount of fallen away Catholics that were baptized, that would go to church with their parents, and then
right.
They go to college and they lose that. They just sort of fall away from the church. Easter Sunday is one day where the churches are bursting at their seams. So
right.
A good reset. What message would you have for anybody that's maybe fallen away Catholic and coming into Easter weekend?
Well, I would say, once a Catholic, always a Catholic, and no matter what the reason may have been for, stopping or just kind of falling gradually off in the practice of the faith, there's no time like the present to change that. Come back. Come to the Holy Week services last evening at the cathedral here in Bismarck. Church was packed for the Mass of the Lord's Supper. And all of the parishes, I think, experienced about that same last evening, and it's there's no, you know, there's kind of like no reentry ritual or something. Just come to church, come back. If you know a priest, talk to the priest. There's nothing better. That's kind of the way I put it. There's nothing better to my mind, and of course I'm Catholic and a Catholic bishop. There's nothing better to my mind than to be Catholic and participate.
We talk often about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as Christians. I can't think of any way to demonstrate that better than practicing your Catholic faith, where you have the opportunity to be one with Christ at every Mass.
Right.
That's a great gift, isn't it?
That's exactly right, yeah.
And we're going to talk more about that. And my corny question every year on this day is, why is it called Good Friday when I am seeing the agony of someone on the cross and those around him? That and more on the lessons of this very important day on the church calendar when we come back. Lenten specials are go-go today at PetroServe USA, and really good ones, too. This won't be much of a sacrifice because it's breaded cod and all of the PetroServe USA locations, exit 292, Valley City, and many more. Tell them, Scott.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's on the phone from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling, taking a break from fencing to tell us about the perfect time right now to get some projects done. Luke, how you doing?
Hey, Scott, doing real well today.
So tell us what Razor's Edge Directional Drilling does better than anybody else.
We come in and we get it done no matter what the project is, whether it's big or small. You know, we do everything from 1-inch water lines. We do power, telecom work. We dig stock dams, remove old tree rows. Anything you guys can imagine in the dirt or that needs drilled, we'll get her done.
And to have a septic tank project in the middle of that beautiful lake place here, it's kind of nice to have that horizontal directional drilling, because I'm hardly going to know you've been there, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep. We'll come in, do anything we need to do with the drill, basically a start hole and an exit hole, little to no subsurface damage.
Trenchless pipe bursting service, pipe replacement, repair, horizontal directional drilling. They do it better than anybody. Call them, 701-934-1134 or online at reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
On What's On Your Mind. You keeping an eye on the Chauvin trial at all for us, Kev, besides the Fleetwood Mac jukebox you got going in?
No, not as much as I probably should. I'm just trying to
check out today.
Yeah, trying to not pay attention to it. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be something in the next week or so.
Surprised they're going on Good Friday, honestly.
Yeah.
A lot of courts are closed today, but the prosecution questioning Minneapolis police officials now, a lieutenant and another patrol officer, so that's going on today as well. We'll keep tabs on that for you. Is anything comes out of their breaking news wise? Sounds like they're ahead of schedule a little bit, but obviously all of us on pins and needles to find out what happens in the verdict and ultimately the reaction to the verdict. So we'll be watching that. Dak Diesel, CJ and his team want you to know that to avoid costly repairs with your diesel engine, you can get a product that has really become the buzz of the diesel world. So, first of all, the folks at Dak Diesel, they know semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, anything diesel better than anybody you'll know. 20-plus years of experience. They're in Bismarck, but they're servicing vehicles from all over. Folks making it a stop for diesel repair now. And they have this product, this anti-gel, super clean, 4-plus additive. It is a turbo cleaner. There's a number of varieties depending on the issues you're having that literally can be a small, small investment to save a big, big tab, big bill. Find out more. They're looking for dealers now for this product, too. Go to DakDiesel.com or call CJ at 701. I'm going to give you a sell right now. It's Good Friday. 701-210-0888. You're in a pinch, need diesel repair. That's the folks you check out, Dak Diesel. Sell is 210-0888. Good-hearted folks that take good care of the customers that they have at Dak Diesel. Bishop David Kagan is here. He is the bishop of the Diocese of Bismarck. We're talking about today and this weekend and Good Friday. Help me I'm going to try an analogy on you, and you tell me if I'm all wet on this, Bishop Kagan. I know you're never afraid to gently correct me when I'm a little off the rails here. But Good Friday to me seems to be the most horrific named religious holiday since the beginning of time, because there's very little good about today. Now, I agree, Easter Vigil, into Easter Sunday, a whole lot of good. He is risen. That I get. But today is the culmination of a horrific time of Jesus on this earth and his ministry, when he's beaten, when he's spit on, for doing nothing other than other loving people, being kind, healing people. He was persona non grata. He was awful. He carries his own cross. He has this horrific wound on his shoulder. People don't even closely follow that as well as they should to know just what the damage of that to his physical body as a result of carrying his own cross up to Gethsemane, where they pound the cross in and they nail him to the cross and they put it up and they watch him die. How can that be called good?
Everything, Scott, you said would be right on target if Jesus were just a real good man, human being. But our faith reveals to us, and we know to be true, that Jesus is the Son of God, the second person of the Most Blessed Trinity, and as God, he, as St. Paul writes so beautifully, emptied himself and took on our human nature to do one thing, to save us from something we had done to ourselves in our first parents, Adam and Eve, that original sin, and we could never have saved ourselves. And so the one who is perfect, God, chooses to become one like us, as we say, in all things but sin. And so only the sinless one can save the sinners. And so because he willingly laid down his life to redeem us from what we'd done to ourselves, it is a Good Friday. It's good because this is where we have been saved through his death from the death of sin, which can be, of course, as you mentioned, eternal. And none of us want that. But it's also good a Good Friday because of the one who actually dies for us. Jesus is goodness and perfection incarnate, and only he, as God, can do this for us. And so, if we're speaking just in human terms, you're absolutely correct. It should be called Terrible Friday. That doesn't even do it justice. But we're not speaking just in human terms.
Is there a human connection to this, Bishop? Should we look at that awful walk carrying the cross and say, gosh, bad things happen to him, bad things happen to me? Is this about a life-teaching moment here to say,
the church has always looked at, because of what Jesus did for us, he transforms our understanding, or the human understanding, of suffering and death as strictly a punishment into an opportunity to grow in virtue. That virtue could be perseverance. That virtue could be resignation, true resignation to doing God's will and not what I want. And everything about Good Friday is a teaching on the true nature of human life, its incalculable value, and the fact that, as you were talking earlier about death, death for us should not be, if we're doing our best to imitate Christ, and we all fall short of that, but we get up and try again and try to do better. Death should not be something, we're afraid of. Death is going to come to each of us, and for us, we see it as that necessary passage from this life, which is obviously temporary, to what we hope will be eternal happiness in heaven, where we see God face to face. That's what heaven is. It's being in the presence of God. We have difficulties as human beings trying to understand that, because we understand things best that are relatively concrete and tangible. Well, heaven isn't, something you can, so to speak, build from, what we have here on earth. Heaven is that state of being, that perfect state of being where we see God face to face, and that's all.
It's beyond our comprehension. It's impossible to try and put into words.
It's what we hope to have when we pass through death to eternity.
Exactly. That's what we're doing here. That's forever. Bishop David Kagan, Bishop of the Diocese of Bismarck, thank you. One of the most profound things he said, talk to a priest, talk to a pastor. Don't be afraid to have that conversation. Get on that journey. Thank you, Bishop.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about the triangle. What's happening in America right now?
Americans are connecting the dots between the backyard wellness and a hot tub, and like never before, our industry is skyrocketing. I've been talking about it for 20 years, but, it's finally being realized.
How about the splash pool?
The splash pool, it's made in America, it's portable, it's the real deal, and we have them in stock, which is more than most dealers can say. So now would be a great time to get one.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck 2.
Does the air in your home feel stuffy? Does it have that musty smell? Have you ever noticed moisture near the corners of your floor or water seeping into your egress windows? At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we know firsthand the stress that the spring thaw can have on your home.
Don't wait. Contact your complete foundation experts, Precision Concrete Cutters, at 701-280-7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment is down to 6% in the United States as vaccine eligibility is expanding and COVID-19 restrictions are loosening in many places. March also saw 916 new jobs added. Texas is making progress to secure the border amid a surge of illegal immigration. Nearly 600 arrests have been made in the last 30 days. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott touting his plan to secure the border.
Operation Lone Star was launched for the purpose of filling the gaps that are left open as Border Patrol officers are busy, occupied with detaining the large number of people who are coming across the border. And when Border Patrol officers are occupied with those detentions, it leaves wide swaths of sectors open.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Song on this album, or it was until Bill Clinton stole it.
Oh, don't be like that now. Come on. Good song.
Don't stop. Back on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Talked to Mike Lundell yesterday. I filled in for Jay Thomas yesterday. We did a little April Fool's Day joke in case you didn't figure it out. That's why Jay was in for me yesterday and I was in for him. And I think most people figured it out by the end, didn't they? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
By about 5 minutes in or something. Yeah.
Anyway, Jay was a little more worried than I was about, well, people are going to freak out. They're going to say, you know, I want Scott back or I want Jay back. I'm like, that's April Fool's Day. So have a little fun. But anyway. I think most of you figured it out. I had Mike Lindell on Jay's show yesterday. I'll put that up, by the way, on Facebook some point today. So you got that. Also, I have to put up Corey Heiser's very good explanation of how unemployment fraud is happening in North Dakota right now, and we're not doing anything about it. Okay? So we'll do that, too. And I did talk to Rich Wardner today. I have an update on House Bill 1323, and that is the Freedom Bill. It's not a mask bill. It's a freedom bill. It's a question for every senator in the state senate of North Dakota. Do you trust people? Or do you think we're so dumb we can't decide whether or not we need to wear a mask or not, and you need to tell us at the local and state government that we must wear a mask? He says that likely will be voted on Tuesday. I know there's a rally planned at 10 a.m. Monday. We're going to have an on-air rally with two experts who can counter every egghead that tells you the scientific value of masks. It's another opinion. Consider it a second opinion. And before we end today, we'll find some winners for the MyPillow merchandise for giving us your feedback on the Rush Limbaugh program in its current state, good or bad. Scott H. at FlagFamily.com, texting Todd, 701-367-2054 for me. 701-226-8503 for Todd. We on this program take very seriously the enterprise in media known as fake news. There's a lot of it out there. There's a lot of agenda journalism out there. And one place you can find some of that is ndxplains.com. It is a quote-unquote media entity that is run by a Democrat, a former elected Democrat, and someone that makes it a point to use the microphone and the blog as a way to say Republicans bad, Democrats good, which is kind of boring, but anyway, it is what it is. North Dakota District 46 Republican State Senator, my senator, Jim Roars, was a victim of this fake news, and we wanted to give him a chance to discuss this issue and clarify a few things today on the program, which is something I would think that the people that run this new organization would actually consider the proper way to do things. But no, that wouldn't serve the agenda. Senator Roars, thanks for taking a moment for us today. How are you?
I'm excellent. Geez, thank you. I'm kind of chuckling a little bit because the information that we're going to talk about, do you want to set it up before we go take a dive into it?
No, I want to know what is fake news. What have I read and he explains this fake?
You know, the interesting thing is that they put out a report this week that talked about the number of legislators that have taken advantage of the PPP benefits that were provided under stimulus package number one and two, okay? And the interesting thing is that there was about $3 million of benefits received by two pages worth of employers. And, of course, I was one of them. And I have 10 different business entities that were represented on that report. And all of the people that were represented were people who employ people. The PPP was strictly there to provide payroll benefits for employees during the early onset of the epidemic, or the pandemic, I'm sorry. And so interesting to find out that they feel that this is a bad thing, that we were able to, you know, to seek relief from the effects of the epidemic through the PPP program.
Well, by the way, I don't know that that's a Republican thing or a Democratic thing or a liberal thing or a conservative thing. That was a program. What was the premise of this, that you shouldn't do that because you're a Republican and in the state Senate? I don't get the objection here.
Yeah, well, that certainly must be something that they were trying to project, that the Republicans took advantage of the situation, when in fact it proved that almost every employee that received benefit was a worked for a company that was operated by a Republican. Because of the two pages of list of businesses that were listed, there was one Democrat business. And that Democrat business, out of $3 million worth of benefits, represented $15,000. So it's obvious by the report that most of the business being done in North Dakota is done through Republican leadership. I think that's the takeaway that people need to understand, is that as much as they were trying to make a point that only Republicans receive benefits, I think the reverse of that is only Republicans are doing business in the state of North Dakota, as represented by that report, at least. So,
well, right. I mean, this is a newsflash for some, I know, but Republicans generally tend to be the kind of people who risk their financial future by starting a business and hiring people. And therefore, if there is a program that says, okay, government told us to shut down, and people lost their job as a result of that, and everybody in America that owned a business had the ability to say, here is a safety net program to take advantage of. Some you had to pay back, some you didn't, different strings, everything else. That the majority of that went to Republicans is because Republicans actually hire people rather than wait for government checks. So I don't know why that would be. Yeah, it's crazy.
It was meant to be a slam, but it actually turned out to be, in my estimation, a huge compliment to those of us that employ people, and specifically those of us who are Republican and employ people. So just take a look at it. It's an interesting find. I think it's worthy of comment because it was intended to make Republicans look like we're taking advantage of a situation when, in fact, we only did exactly what the program was designed to do. And I will tell you, the PPP program was hugely successful in calming down the anxiety that resulted from all the unknowns that surrounded the epidemic. Okay? That's all I'm going to say about it. It was a fantastic move at a very appropriate time, and it allowed all of us to kind of get our bearings as to how business is going to have to operate after the epidemic was identified and the severity of it. And so
Well, I'm not aware, by the way, of any broadcast operation that did not take it that was eligible, and this particular individual is part of an operation that is using the airwaves of a company owned out of Wisconsin. I'm guessing that company took PPP funds, so I don't know, again, what this is supposed to mean, but again, it's just, it's sort of silly, honestly. It's very political. And, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy there, but what else is new? It's just fake news.
It was certainly one that when I read it, I was just blown away that they would be so naive as to put something like that out there, trying to make a point that Republicans are taking advantage when all they did is clearly identify the fact that the Republicans are taking the leadership in the business world.
You need to vote in it. Yeah. Anything else you want to say on this PPP thing? Otherwise, I want to ask you about some other things for later in the session. Well, okay.
Yeah, let's move on. That's all I want to say on that, Scott.
Well, I'm glad you cleared it up, because we know the agenda behind it. So I do think it's important to sort of step out there and explain it. And ironically, as you say, it proves a lot of other things. What do you think is the most important thing you've worked on in the legislative session this for that just hasn't gotten the attention it should? What's happening behind the scenes we should know about?
What's happening behind the scenes? I can't tell you because it's still behind the scenes. No.
But I mean, I don't mean behind the scenes as in some shadowy room. I mean something that is really important that just nobody's talking about.
No. I think everybody, all of the issues, the major issues are front and center right now. And we are, you know, everything is coming to a head. So everybody's having to draw a line in the sand on this, on a lot of these issues. Now that the budgets have been pretty much flushed through the houses, we're going to get down to what can we afford to do. The bonding bill is probably the biggest thing out there, because there's so many spin-off benefits and opportunities that are going to result from the bonding bill. And so, you know, again, it's the legacy fund. It's the earnings of the legacy fund. It's how can we extrapolate that into a larger benefit for the citizens of North Dakota today, rather than waiting for years and years and years for these monies to grow to the point where then we would only realize the benefit. And as those years go by, you know what happens. Cost of doing business goes up at an exponential rate also. So that's by far the biggest thing that's going on. And of course, the number one thing within the bonding bill is our diversion. So you kind of see the value, the importance of the bonding bill and what it means to North Dakota and what it means to eastern North Dakota and what it means to Cass County. It's huge. So I have to tell you that I think it's front and center on everybody's mind. It is still the most talked about subject. And we're getting, I mean, I think we've made huge strides. The House came out with an $800,000 proposal. And the Senate had a $1.3 billion proposal for bonding. I think the Senate has come down and the House has yet to come up, but that's happening. That's going to happen. So we're getting
there. An issue that I'm following closer than I probably followed any issue in my entire time coming to the legislature, and that goes back to 1986, proving only that I'm old, is this. You know, we've lost our minds because of COVID, in my mind. We've really lost our minds, and we've forgotten just basic, simple freedoms that the Founding Fathers envisioned, and we just sort of give up more and more and more of it. I think this mask mandate issue, even though I normally would not be the one to say, hey, states should be able to tell locals they can't do it, when it's abused by unelected health bureaucrats and people that are whispering in the ears of elected leaders, it's time to put a hard stop on that. How will you vote on 1323?
And the mask mandate? The 1323, is that's the bill that they want to...
I call it the freedom bill. I call them the freedom bill. And it's because it basically says, look, if I'm going to mandate a mask, I can do that as a business owner. But I can't do it as a government. I can't do it as a government entity. So to me, that's respecting people to say, look, you know, you're going to decide for yourself whether you wear a mask. Government's not going to look at you and say, you must wear a mask. We'll let you answer after the break here, Jim. Got a short break. Back with more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
the coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. See it, reserve it, 4321. That's tomorrow. You can check out the new GMC Hummer EV SUV, and there's more online. SchwannBuickGMC.com, where your warranty is for a lifetime.
Lenten specials today at PetroServe USA. You're really going to get hungry here, folks. Really going to get hungry. But Good Friday is a day of fasting. It's a day of no meat for many Christian faithful today. So they're honoring that for you. And if you're in Valley City, they have pollock and fries. They have boats of wedge fries. They have cod on a bun or cheese pizza. Checks the box, too. Bismarck on Divide Avenue, codfish sandwiches. That's right. There's fish sandwiches in Fargo locations, cod sandwiches, cheese pizza. Pollock sandwich downtown for the special. If you're in Yulin, Minnesota, fish and shrimp today, or fish sandwiches in Glendon, pollock fillet and cod sandwiches, breaded cod in West Fargo. Oh my goodness! Exit 292 off I-94 in Valley City. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Great Lenten specials. Last day today for the Lenten specials. Just one final question for Senator Jim Rohrs on House Bill 1323, what I call the Freedom Bill. It basically is a law needing to be put in place because of the overreach of a whole lot of other things. I will grant you that, Jim, that it is a product of a lot of bad over the last year that I think you and I as conservatives, as Republicans would agree, was really dumb. In this case, it says, do we trust people as it pertains to masks, or do we need government to save us from ourselves? My answer is yes. Everybody packing the Heritage Center was yes last night. There will be a rally Monday, 10 a.m. at the state capitol to say yes, and you'll be voting on this Tuesday. What will your answer be, yes or no?
I'm a no. I am not in favor of creating a one-off bill. This is a one-off thing. We're to create a bill to deal with masks. Then what next? I mean, if we're going to govern by one item at a time, we're in trouble. We just don't have enough time to deal with all the one-item deals that concerns that people have. The mask might have been over pushed in this issue in some people's estimation, but then there's the healthcare people that say we needed the mask. So I think
that's okay. Healthcare people, have you ever gone to the doctor, Jim? Ever gone to the doctor? The doctor says, Jim, you should eat a little more peas. You should have a little less mashed potatoes and gravy. Why don't you take and do some tofu instead of that steak? Right? Have you ever had a health official tell you anything different when you go to the doctor? So
yeah,
I get that.
And what do you do when you go home? You go home and you do what you want, right?
Exactly. So, that couldn't happen with masks. That was a different deal. Health officials held the keys to the kingdom, and we walked around like a bunch of sheeple. So while I agree with you, it's a one-off. I agree with you, it's a mask dealing with one specific situation, and we're enshrining that forever in time. It's the point of this is we've had enough. It's sending a message that freedom should reign in the state of North Dakota. It's saying South Dakota did it right, North Dakota didn't. Let's be more South Dakota than North Dakota.
And I think I would disagree with you that South Dakota did it totally right, because they had more problems in their legislature with COVID-related incidences than we ever even dreamt of. Our problems have been down to a half a dozen of them. They've shut down in some situations. They would have 7, 8, 9 people infected with COVID at a time. We've never had more than 2. So I'm going to argue with you that maybe masks
didn't. No, I like arguing with you because you're a friend of mine. I'm actually working on an email to you and others that I consider friends in the legislature on this point, and I'm looking forward to the debate. I really am. If you have an opinion for Jim, you can let him know. Jay Rohrs, that's J as in Jack, only his first name is Jim, Rohrs, R-O-E-R-S, jrohrs@nd.gov. Let's see how many more people want 1323 to pass versus don't. The nice thing about Jim is he'll take your input, he'll respectfully listen, but he's not afraid to argue. He'll not afraid to tell you what his opinion is. And you get to vote on Tuesday, and just listen to the people. That's all we ask, okay?
I would really appreciate that, because I hope the people that are for and against this would speak up, because, again, I don't think we have the time to govern one issue at a time, just like trying to put restrictions on the governor one issue at a time, and it's one governor, one time and place. What are we going to do in 10 years from now? We'll have a different governor and we'll have a different issue. And how do we govern that?
Oh, change it then. Don't give me excuses. I've heard all kinds of excuses on this bill. Oh, wait a minute. What about prisons? Now you can't wear prisons. Look, they're prisoners. Tell them to wear a mask. And if they don't, they go to solitary confinement. Don't give me some lazy argument like that. And I agree with you. I agree with you, Jim. This could be used in the future. It could be dumb and just sit there. Then undo it at some point. It's sending a message that freedom is more important than unelected people demanding we do things. People have had a snoot full of that, myself included. I think your argument is sound, that it is a one-off and it is directing to one particular need, enshrining forever. But you know what? We've all had enough.
So that's all I'm saying. You're going to send a message of freedom, Scott. Pick an issue that's more valuable, more important than mask, okay? Pick something that's really important.
Well, I actually don't think this is just about masks. I think it's about government mandating things and removing freedom. So I don't actually think it's about masks.
That's what I'm saying. Pick something that's more valuable than a mask, because I think...
Well, what's more valuable than freedom? I'm arguing about freedom. I'm not arguing about masks. I'm arguing about freedom. And who decides? That's what I'm arguing.
Pick guns.
You vote on Tuesday. I know you vote your conscience. Rich Wardner has said, the majority leader, God bless him, senators are free to vote their conscience. This is not a caucus issue. So they each get to individually decide how they vote. Now it's your job to inform them how you'd like them to vote. Simple as that. Thank you, Jim. God bless you. Have a good Easter weekend with your family, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Hey, thank you, Scott. It's always fun. Talk to you later. Bye.
Jim Roars, North Dakota State Senator. jroars@nd.gov. Okay, I'm going to pick some winners on the Rush Limbaugh feedback off the air for My Pillow Goodies. I'll do that next. And I'm going to dig in. I haven't got an answer on why a veteran was arrested last night at the Heritage Center for refusing a temperature check. We'll have the details Monday.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.